You're listening to SBS News.
Researchers have made a breakthrough discovery for Australia's most common cancer. They've identified three new biomarkers in prostate cancer, which are molecules inside the cancer cells that help determine which patients require immediate radical treatment compared to those who need close monitoring. Professor Doug Brooks is a professor of molecular medicine at the University of South Australia and the lead researcher behind the breakthrough.
So we've discovered three biomarkers, one that allows us to look at all of the cancer and map that cancer, so you can see the whole architecture of the cancer in a patient's tissue samples. And then the other two markers allow you to determine whether the cancer is low grade or high grade. And that enables you to accurately grade the patient and then predict what their patient outcomes might be.
Professor Brooks says the biomarkers are remarkably sensitive and specific in predicting the progress of the cancer. This is helpful in ensuring the most appropriate and effective treatment options.
It's a shift in clinical practice because essentially what's happening is you're more accurately able to decide whether a patient should have surgery or whether they should have radiation therapy or other more aggressive treatment strategies. And so you're getting better treatment outcomes for the patient, so that improves the survival for patients. And you're also assuring the patient that they're getting the right treatment, so they're not being over-treated or under-treated, which is an issue.
More than 1 million men are diagnosed with prostate cancer worldwide each year. It's a significant breakthrough for a disease that also kills more than 300,000 men around the world each year. Anne Savage is CEO of the Prostate Cancer Foundation of Australia.
Prostate cancer is the most common cancer in Australia today, and around 25,000 Australian men are diagnosed every single year. About a quarter of a million Australian men are alive today after a diagnosis of prostate cancer, and many of those men are still living with the disease and having it treated.
While treatments can be successful in the early stages of detection, the lack of knowledge around the causes of prostate cancer make prevention more difficult. David Smith is an associate professor from the Daffodil Centre, a research centre on cancer control and policy, which is a joint venture of Cancer Council New South Wales and the University of Sydney. He says many men aren't even aware of their prostate.
The prostate is a complicated organ. It's hidden deep inside the pelvis. Most younger men probably don't even think about their prostate, let alone know that they've got one. And so when it starts to cause problems, commonly later in life, the idea of prostate cancer can come as a bit of a shock.
This makes preventing the cancer challenging. Professor Smith says there have been studies into potential lifestyle factors, such as being overweight or obese, sexual factors, and dietary and occupational issues. But there's still uncertainty.
We don't really know a huge amount about what causes prostate cancer. We do know that it can run in families. We know that it's more common as men age. And there are some emerging evidence around some sort of lifestyle risk factors. But very few have shown a common thread in terms of what we know about what causes prostate cancer, which makes it very difficult to provide clear messages to the men about what they can do to avoid it.
Even the testing and detection of prostate cancer isn't always clear.
Prostate cancer testing is a complex area because prostate, the specific antigen test, which is a very simple blood test, is not an indicator of prostate cancer. It's an indicator that there are problems with the prostate. And most of the time, those problems with the prostate are benign enlargement or sort of normal enlargement that happens with age. And so men can be put into a diagnostic and testing pathway that will show that they haven't got prostate cancer, which ultimately is very good news, but it means that it's not a simple and clear testing regime or screening regime like we might have for, say, breast cancer or cervical cancer or bowel cancer.
That's where it's hoped the new findings can make a difference. Professor Brooks explains how these new biomarkers can ensure patients aren't receiving excessive or ineffective cancer treatment.
At the moment, you can't predict whether a patient is going to have clinical recurrence, which is the metastatic event that is the most adverse form of prostate cancer. With these markers, you can actually predict whether you're going to have that clinical recurrence. So that means that you can already put that patient onto a much more aggressive therapeutic intervention. You can also be assured that when you put the patient onto active surveillance, that they're getting the right treatment and not being overtreated and suffering all of the adverse effects, because they are radical and they are very invasive.
There are still barriers around implementing this new technology for Australian patients. Professor Brooks says the team will be applying for federal government funding to run clinical trials domestically. Its transition into clinical practice in the United States makes Professor Brooks hopeful about its future use in Australia.
There's no guarantee that we can get the funding that we need to actually get this technology into clinical practice, even though we know it's effective. So that's one of the frustrating things that researchers have to face. The fact that it's in clinical practice in the US is a big advantage there, because it justifies that the technology is effective and that Quest have gone through the process of doing all the retrospective and prospective studies to actually implement that technology and say it works.
Ms. Savage says the Prostate Cancer Foundation was thrilled to co-fund this research, which provides encouraging prospects for early detection and treatment. She says the foundation is speaking to the federal government and Health Minister Mark Butler to ensure there is greater awareness of this highly prevalent disease.
For too long, we haven't done enough to educate Australian men and their families about what their risks are. So we're working in partnership across the nation right now to revise the current guidelines for PSA testing. And when we re-release those guidelines, we will absolutely do that with very clear guidance for men and their families about how they can detect prostate cancer early and then ultimately move towards surviving the disease.
Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.